You know, smile and laughter is so special and so unique, and every single one of us has our own. You cannot smile, even no matter how much you practice in a mirror. You cannot smile like someone else. You might fake it, and it will look fake, but your own smile and your own laughter is the most beautiful thing and the most unique thing about you. Smile at somebody else. Just smile. Just do it. See? Smile with teeth. That's not a smile. Teeth. Use your teeth. And today I want to talk about laughter because I don't know why I want to talk about laughter. Because somehow laughter came to my mind. I had to go to Minneapolis and preach, talk to women about something encouraging. I thought, well, I'll talk about laughter. And so now that I prepared for it, Pastor said, go ahead and preach that in our church. And I did a lot of research. I started researching, what's laughter? If the old saying, laughter is the best medicine? And the more I started to research, the more I noticed that recently there has been done a lot intensive study on laughter, more than ever before. Doctors really actually just coming around that laughter is very, very important. Laughter is a natural medicine to our body, not just our emotional, to our body. That has no side effects, no prescription needed, and totally free. At your service, any time of the day, at night, anytime you need it. And babies start laughing when they're 10, 12 weeks, moms, yeah, kind of, 12 weeks, they're going to give you that ha-ha, whole laughter. And they, up to, 7, 8 years old, they usually laugh 500 times a day. That's a lot. That's basically, they spend their days laughing. When we look at adults laugh 5, 7, the very happy adults that we know laugh 15 times a day, approximately. Look how much it goes down. It just goes down. We get older, and I wonder why. Does it have anything to do with sin? Does it have anything to do with us going through everything we go through in life, and it makes us, we learn, and then funny things are not funny anymore because we know the truth behind them? Is it because we are proud and looking foolish in front of other people and looking like, we're empty? And I don't know why, but we stop laughing when we get older. There's involuntary laughter where, it could be like that. You hear somebody laugh, you have no idea why they're laughing, you just can't help it. You start laughing, you burst into laughter with them. If somebody asked you why you're laughing, you'll be like, I don't know, because they're laughing, I don't know. There's laughter that you hear a joke, and usually, why jokes are funny, because they're usually real life stories that have the end that's not supposed to, so like unexpected end. You're not expecting it, and that's why it's funny. If you get tickled, you will laugh. Try tickling yourself. You will never laugh while you tickle, like never, because it's not a surprise. You can't. Try it. I'm serious. Try it right now. You can't. I tried it at home. I tried really, really hard. You can't. Because there's something about, even if somebody tells you, okay, 1, 2, 3, I'm going to tickle you right now, you're still going to laugh because it's unexpected. Sometimes, it could be one of those laughs where you can't control it. Somebody's talking to you and they're telling you a sad, sad story about their poodle, how it died and it got spayed, and you will never spay, they will never spay any dogs anymore, and they're so sad about it, and you just, you're biting your lip, you're biting, you're pinching yourself, you want to stop, and you just, you can't, it's involuntary laughter, you cannot control it. And then there is laughter that's voluntary, laughing at somebody's jokes that are not funny, but you still laugh, you can fake, you can laugh, you can fake a laugh. Or laughing when you're nervous. A lot of people laugh when they're nervous too. It's a laugh that you can control. You make yourself laugh. You make yourself more comfortable. The interesting thing is that your body, it doesn't matter if it's involuntary laughter, if you can't help it, or if you're laughing on purpose. To your body, it has the same effect. So I'm gonna go into that a little later. I just wanted to to kind of make you think about it. That sometimes even something is not funny, life is not funny, you can do something about it. You don't have to wait until something gets funny. And so the more videos I watched doctors. I didn't watch comedians. I didn't watch even psychologists. I watched cardiologists. I watched cancer doctors. And neurologists, I watched doctors who were saying that they more and more refer their patients with deadly disease or who are at risk to laugh more. And at first it's like, what? You know, that's what you prescribe. No medicine. Okay, I want to say something. I'm not against medicine. I'm not against it. But something that I'm going to tell you here today is, again, natural, no side effects, no prescription needed, and it's natural. This doctor, she says, your sense of humor is one of the most powerful tools you have to make certain that your daily mood and emotional state support good health. This is doctor. Says that's the tool you have every single day. You have it on you. So your sense of humor to make sure that you're emotionally and your body stays healthy. That's a doctor telling you that. Laughter is an instant vacation, somebody said. Sometimes you feel like, okay, I've had enough. This is too much. You want to go on vacation, you don't have the money, start laughing. Seriously. Cheap way of you don't have to, you know, go through the security, you know, and get your baggage. Like right then, you can get your vacation for emotions and for your body. And the interesting thing is that Proverbs in the Bible has told us this a long, long time ago. Bible told us to laugh, and laughter is a lot of times connected. God talks about happiness, blessing, enjoying life. Me being part of your life means laughter. And I just want to read, I don't know if we got any scriptures there. My first one comes from Proverbs 17:22. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. And how true is that? Have you ever seen people, their you know, appearance, they look fine. Everything looks fine. They, you know, they're beautiful. Everything looks good. But something about them, they're just dry. You know, people who are in depression, you can tell right away. It comes through the eyes. It comes through the face. They're just drying up. They could have money. They could have success. But if they have crushed spirit, which depression does to us, stress does it to us, they will dry. They will dry up. And then just recently I met somebody, I had a privilege of meeting this amazing man. He was 80 years old. And when I met him right away, I just noticed something different about this man. First of all, he didn't look like he was 80. He looked, his skin was so smooth and like he didn't wear any blush, but yet he looked like he had some like kids type of blush. And when I started talking to him, he had this youthfulness about him. You could never, if I closed my eyes and I talked to him with my eyes closed, I would think that he's a young person because there was such energy, and he was not foolishness. It was just such energy about him, such happiness. There was this light in his eyes. So, and that's what I found out from his relatives, that he likes to laugh. The man maybe doesn't talk a lot, but he laughs a lot. And I could tell right away. Job 8:21, he will yet fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouting. This is God. He will make you laugh. If you have God in your life, if you have him, move. And I know that maybe if you've been going to church for a long time, you've been taught by religious people that laughing is bad and it's better to be in a house, you know, where people cry. There's truth to the whole Bible. Today I'm talking about laughter, and that laughter is very, very necessary. And that I, with every fiber of me, I believe that laughter was given to us by God on purpose. But when we were created, we didn't have no medicine. When we were created, Adam and Eve didn't have anything. All they have was their bodies and you know, trees and nature around them to keep them going, to keep them healthy. And laughter, as we will find out, is one of the, it's called seven pillars of health. Seven pillars of health is, one of them is laughter. Then our mouth, Psalm 126:2, then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. Again, when God moves in your life, you will have, so I'm just trying to show you, God is not against laughter. God wants you to laugh. God wants you to use that. And laughter promotes physical health, lowers stress hormones. When we're stressed, especially women, when men are stressed, they will, you know, throw something, you know, and then they're done. They will shout, you know, say something real loud, and then they're done. When women are stressed, girls, come on, we do crazy things. You know, we seriously, We walk in clouds. We say things like, why in the world did I say that? We find our keys or our phones in the fridge and or some like totally place that it's not supposed to be. We walk, we leave the house in our slippers instead of shoes, or like we leave the house forgetting to wear a certain garment, you know, undergarment, and then we walk around. How could I forget to wear that, not to wear that? And it happens because we walk in stress, and when you walk in stress, it's like you walk in fog. There's something, you know, there's cloud around you. You can't see things clearly. That's how you know that you're stressed. You don't function normally anymore. You do stuff that don't make sense. You look back and you're like, what was I thinking? Why did I do that? So stress is, I think, if laughter is an instrument of God, stress is an instrument of devil. Big time. Big time. And laughter will take care of your stress. As soon as you feel stressed, as soon as you feel tension, start laughing. Read something funny. Remember something funny. Look at somebody funny. I don't know. Relieve your stress. What are some other ways to relieve stress? Please be honest. How have you in the past relieved stress? Honesty. Like exercise? Okay. Okay, that's a good one. That has no side effects. Okay. What else? Driving relieves your stress. Okay. 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 Eating? Breathing? But you know what? The highest numbers are like, for real, you guys, when you feel stressed, this is what people go to. They go to drinking alcohol. Drinking alcohol and because that's when we mostly usually do it. When we get just too much, we start drinking. And it does relieve stress, but it has side effects. Chocolate is number two. Or like, you know, sweets. And that we can all be, I think, guilty of. We feel stressed, we go to the fridge, we get something sweet, we get chocolate, and that has side effects too. Laughter will have absolutely no side effects in your life. Free, good, so good for you. So then the next one is boosts immunity. Laughter decreases stress hormones and increases immune cells and infection-fighting antibodies, thus improving your resistance to disease. Then it decreases pain. Have you ever heard of walk it off? Like somebody gets hurt and you say, walk it off. I remember Jesse Duplantis, he said that his dad, wasn't it something like that? His dad always told him to walk it off. And one time and I think he magnified it like big time. He broke his leg because somebody hit him with a truck. And dad just told him, walk it off. And I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, what kind of dad is that? But honestly, it helps. When you get hurt, that's what I tell my kids, rub on it. Or like rub on something else. Or like pinch yourself. What it does, it sends a signal. It sends a signal to your brain. So your brain doesn't pay attention to the pain anymore as much because it's distracted. So that's how you kind of don't feel as much pain anymore. But the pain doesn't leave you. The pain is still there. It's just your brain is just distracted for that, you know, couple seconds. Laughter, what laughter actually does, it triggers the release of endorphins, the body's natural feel-good chemicals, natural morphine or opium. Seriously, guys, seriously. For up to 45 minutes, you can relieve your pain without any, and this is not me making this up, this is doctors. They've researched it over and over in people. For up to 45 minutes, after belly, I'm not talking about, you know, I'm talking about how we laugh, like with your belly, you know, hard you laugh. You will reduce your pain for up to 45 minutes. That's crazy. I'm serious. That is crazy. And that's something within our reach. Okay, somebody's getting healed right there. that's within, we can have it every single day. Again, I'm not against medicine, but I'm saying, why not try it? Why not try it? I know sometimes it's just easier to pop, but do you know how many side effects you get used to those drugs? Don't let me go into the whole drug thing. Just try laughing. Try laughing, and it really gets you high. That's what it is. What does opium do to you? Gets you high. It kind of gets you away from reality. You kind of step out and you don't care about anything more. That's what laughter does to you. Relaxes your muscles after a hard day of work. I know even my husband comes home and he's like, he tells our daughter, he lays on the floor, baby, I'm sorry. And he's like, walk on me, you know, Abby. And Abigail starts walking on his back. And that helps him. But did you know the laughter, again, the right belly laughter where you use your belly, your shoulders, depends how people laugh. Did you see that lady? She was like a whole body workout. That will relieve your stress for up to 45 minutes. Again, you will just relieve, you know, you feel relaxation in your muscle. You'll just want to. And prevents heart disease. Laughter improves the function of blood vessels. Laughter or even smile or even thinking about good, you know, something good, but laughter will bring blood pressure down and thinking bad thoughts or even you guys, even watching a drama, sad movie, gets your blood pressure up, which was kind of like, ugh, I don't know, because I like movies that are, you know, sad and make you drama, you know, that makes you cry and makes you feel, but watching romantic comedy or like funny comedy or even comedy that doesn't make any sense is much better than watching, well, okay, keep it pure, keep it clean, but it's much better than watching, for your body, than watching drama. Laughter helps you stay emotionally healthy. How many psychologists does it take to change a light bulb? One. But the light bulb has to want to be changed. It's funny when you don't think about it. this guy forgot his wife's anniversary. And, well, their anniversary, but you know wives care about it more than husbands do. Their first anniversary. And so his wife got really, really mad at him, and she said, okay, by tomorrow morning, in my driveway, there needs to be standing something that's going to go from 0 to 200 in seconds. If that's not going to be in my driveway, you're in trouble. So next morning, she gets up, husband is not there, and there's a box standing, you know, smaller box. So she opens it, and it's a bathroom scale. Well, he didn't come back home for a couple of days. He found a cheaper way to. Humor helps you keep a positive, optimistic outlook through difficult situations, disappointments, and loss. Laughter dissolves distressing emotions. You can't feel angry and laugh at the same time. Try it. I know wives told me that before. I've experienced that in myself. And I would be, you know, argue with my husband. And then, you know, I'm mad at him. And I want to stay mad because I have a reason. Because I deserve to. Because I was hurt. He needs to be punished. I want to be mad. And then he starts picking or, like, you know, making me laugh. You just can't. It's one or the other. And usually if you start laughing, that's it. You're done being angry. You can't be afraid when you're laughing. Once you start laughing, fear is just going to have to leave you because that's what laughter does to you. It relieves. It makes everything else go away out of your body, out of your emotions. So try that. Next time you feel fear, try laughing. Guys, I'm very, very serious about this. I want you to, you know, to laugh. But more than that, I want you to understand how important it is. And when you walk out of here, I want you to try it. I don't want this to be just words. I want you to really try it. And then if it doesn't work, write to me or call me and say, you know what you preach doesn't work, you suck. Please do that. Please. I want to hear that. But I want you to try it. Because from what I've heard, from what doctors said, all the research on it, laughter really, really works. It will help you lighten, relax, and recharge. If you're working on something, this is really, really good. If you're working on something, and you know how, like, you hit that wall, like, you know, whatever you're working on, you can't go, you just can't go, you're blank. Leave it alone. Go laugh at something. Go watch a movie. Go talk to your funny husband. Go call your funny friend. I don't know. And laugh. And you'll come back and you'll see how, wow, I have so many ideas. It will recharge you. It will give you new energy. Try it. Humor shifts perspective. When you are in trouble, when you are in difficult situation in life, sometimes we feel like we're drowning. You know, and there's all you can see is just waves all around it. I mean, we're dying. That's it. I'm dying. I don't see how I'm going to get out of this. After you laugh, if you laugh, it's almost like you walk out of yourself. You walk out of that ocean. And you're able to see not just the waves all around you. You're able to see more beyond that. And you see, you know what, there's a rope. There's a ladder hanging down. I can crawl out. I can hold on to that tree branch. I mean, you start seeing possibilities. If you start laughing, it gives you a different perspective. You start seeing challenges instead of threats. Because when you're in your stress situation, you see everything as a threat. And when you feel threatened, you wanna run and hide. When you see something as a challenge, after you laugh, hard belly laugh, you will see it as a challenge. And what challenge makes you wanna do? Go for it, accomplish it. Because challenge is not scary. Challenge is something that I can do this. Like, really? But threat makes you feel like you wanna hide from it and just, you know, pretend that you know, if you don't close your eyes, it can't see you. Have you ever done that when you were kids? Still do that sometimes. I want to give you a phrase. People who are humorous are more playful. People who are more playful are more creative. People who are more creative find more solutions. People who find more solutions are better able to deal with challenge, everyday changes, and associate stresses. If you have good sense of humor, you're playful, and sometimes you annoy people. Like Lavar right there. Sometimes you'll annoy people because you'll see, you know, you'll play. I mean, no matter how serious the situation is, you'll just kind of play it out somehow. And when you're able to be playful, you are going to be just more creative. Because when you're playful, you know, your mind just goes places where nobody else goes. And that's where creativity is born. And then when you're more creative, you just see solutions to things. You see problems and then you see solutions. Even because you're creative, you're going to create a solution for it. So another way, a lot of us, we carry around anger, we carry around bitterness, we carry around, you know, our past. And a lot of us, some of us like to come and confront and be all, you know, in your face and like, yeah, you did this and this for me. I think a lot of us in our nation, we just kind of hold it inside and we never get rid of it and we never deal with it. And then it just comes out and then it just, and everybody's looking at you, what just happened? Who was that? Wow, that was scary. Well, laughter will release you, will release all those negative emotions where you don't need a psychologist, you don't need a psychiatrist, you can just laugh it out. And those emotions that have been cooped up inside of you, they will just come out through your laughter, through the real, real belly, real laugh. So if you can find humor in anything, you can survive it. If you can find humor in any situation you are, you can survive that situation. Then there's a lot of social benefits to humor and laughter. Have you ever been, you just met a person, you have never seen them in your life, and then you had a good laugh, good belly laugh. You feel like you've known them forever. Like seriously, when you laughed with them, the good, you know, laugh, you feel like you know them for a long, long time. You feel so much closer. I remember going to a movie theater with some of our couples, and there was a guy sitting in front of us. And he was just laughing his everything out. And then the parts when it was just not funny at all, we would be laughing because he was laughing in front of us so hard. And somehow after the movie, honestly, I don't know how the rest of you guys felt. After the movie, I wanted at least to see him because I felt so close to him. You know, I wanted to see the guy. And laughter is the shortest distance between two people. When, if you're laughing together, you're obviously not killing each other. If you're laughing at something, at that point, you're not being mad at each other because you're laughing together at it. And very important for husbands and wives to laugh together, for friends to laugh together. Sometimes in life, the more you in a relationship with somebody, you kind of become distant. You know, life, you're busy, they're busy, they're doing their own thing, you're doing your own thing. And sometimes you drift apart. And you could take a lot of, and you should take a lot, you know, time to sit down and talk problems, you know, resolve things, or just have a good laugh together. That's something you can do on a daily basis and feel already right away so much closer. Still talk, but you can't talk, especially guys, they get annoyed when you talk every single day about problems. So, but no guy will object laughing really, really hard, especially if you say a guy joke. They will appreciate that. Laughter helps you become more spontaneous. Let go of defensiveness, all the judgments, especially if you're laughing with somebody, if you're having, you know, good time with somebody, you're not thinking that they're judging. You don't have time. Laughter kind of, again, blocks all the emotions out of it, blocks everything out, and all you feel is just such, you know, this, something tickles your tummy and you just want to laugh and you feel closer with that person. Release shyness. When you feel shy with somebody, you know, you met somebody new, you feel shy, very, very, good tool. Start laughing with them. Tell a joke. You're going to laugh. Right away, your shyness kind of goes away. You can't be shy anymore in front of a person who's seen you like this. You know, that's it. Like, that's it. Shyness is out. You know, I mean, it cannot get any more embarrassing than that. So you're kind of, you're on a whole another level. And then when your shyness leaves, you can actually express true feelings, true emotions about each other. That's what laughter does. It relaxes us. We can share true, deep emotions. Smile. Just start smiling. A couple things to, you know, when if you want to brighten up your day, just start smiling on purpose. Count your blessings. Think about not what's going on right now in your life, but think about what happened already that was good. Think about what happened yesterday. You know, somebody said something funny yesterday. Just start thinking on purpose about funny things. When you hear laughter, move toward it. You know, when you hear somebody laugh, kind of look what's going on. Try to be part of what's going on, even if you don't know them. Spend time with fun people. Spend time with, I have amazing friends in my life who just, you know, who just make me laugh. And more I gain some more friends, and it's just amazing, you know, to be around them. You don't have to try nothing. They just make you laugh, and it just creates the whole relationship without you trying for a relationship to be there. So next time you're in crazy situation, life is not fun, you start laughing about it. Any Vikings fans in here? Vikings? No, I'm the only one? Okay, then I'm gonna make fun of them. What's the difference between the Vikings and a dollar bill? You can still get four quarters out of a dollar. Hey, I'm a Viking fan, so I'm not, if I'm doing anything. How many Vikings does it take to win a Super Bowl? Nobody knows. You know, sometimes we just take ourselves too seriously. Sometimes I know people who, if their team loses, I mean, seriously, they go down. And we need to learn to laugh at ourselves. We need to learn, remember what happened funny, and to share funny, embarrassing stories about ourselves with others. Take yourselves a little less serious. So I wanna leave you with this. Figure out what's funny to you and do it. Joy comes from God. Stress comes from the devil. You can choose. Today you have a choice, and I gave you medical in my own words, so it wouldn't be too much to take, it would make sense. I gave you reasons to laugh. God gave you laughter. God gave you joy. He wants to give it to you. He wants to keep on giving it to you every single day. You can live in it, but it takes a choice. It's not going to just happen to you. It's going to be you choosing to laugh, you choosing to walk in joy, or you're going to say, okay, devil, yes, you beat me up. Yes, you win. It's your choice today. And I pray that every single one of us will walk in victory, and we will walk in joy, and we will tremble stress under our feet. Amen.